Got a secret?
Here's a secret for you.
Can you keep it?
This is a good one.
Nope.
Omaha Secrets, 402-962-9898. Spicoli and Meg Mornings on Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
402-962-9898. You're listening to Omaha Secrets on Spicoli and Meg Mornings, powered by the Pit Barbecue Lounge, 72nd and 370. $100 coming your way. You just got to drop your secret, get your name in the running, and that sweet 98.5 secret sauce is calling your name.
Yeah. Okay, so we have one coming in on text from, we'll call her Khloe Kardashian, okay? She said, my favorite hobby, it's a secret because a lot of people probably think it's gross, but I love to go dumpster diving as a hobby. And you would be so absolutely blown away by the amount of untouched, perfectly good things you find in store dumpsters and how wasteful of a society we live in. She goes, everything is fully checked over and cleaned and sanitized. She promises she's a very clean person. She says she's gotten cell phones, tables, winter gear, AA batteries, AAA batteries. She said, just to name a few things, which that does not shock me. If you're dumpster diving in an apartment, I'm going to think you're gross. If you're checking out a store's dumpster, that is kind of less gross to me, honestly.
That's a workaround. And then what, you flip it, you just go online, sell it, and get some money?
Yeah. That would, I mean, honestly, why not? eBay that? Maybe the cell phones, or keep them for yourself. I mean, if they're newer, gosh, why not?
402-962-9898. Let's see. We got Charlize Theron. You want to do Charlize
Theron? Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your Omaha secret? You're on.
Oh, I'm waiting. Okay. I thought you guys might still be drinking coffee. I don't know.
Nope, we're taking a break from coffee.
Taking a break. Go ahead, girl.
Anyways, a girlfriend of mine, I've been friends with her for like 30 plus years, and I finally spilled the beans and told the guy that she's been messing around with that she's cheated on him a couple times, but not the full story. It's been more than a couple times.
Oh, no.
So she's upset with me, and she's trying to say that I did stuff, which never even happened, but she's a Karen.
So she had an off and on again relationship with someone, and she was
but
the
numerous
one.
Numerous of people for money and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah.
My
okay,
gosh.
So you told the man or something?
Yes, because I'm good friends with the guy. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Okay, mm-hmm. So you told the man.
You just couldn't do it anymore.
Why is she mad at you?
Because I told.
And that cut off her money supply?
Yep, I'm thinking so, yeah.
The money tree's gone. Oh, man.
She's going to have to be our $1,000 caller then.
Dude, well, you kind of caught between a rock and a hard place when you know that someone's cheating on your friend, but then you're friends with both of them, which makes it like, or stuck between a boulder, basically, but dang.
But I just can't see him getting stressed out about it and a compulsive liar, and I'm like.
So now here's the ultimate plot twist. Are you with him now?
No, I'm married.
Oh, okay.
Charlize Theron.
You over here starting drama.
Yeah, she getting a piece. Thank you so much for the call at 402-962-9898. We're doing Omaha Secrets. Give us yours. You can remain anonymous, and you're one step closer to the Pit Barbecue Lounge, 72nd and 370. You can call or text. We'll give you that celebrity name, 402-962-9898. You're listening to Spicoli and Meg Mornings on Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret, can you keep it?
Here's Cameron Diaz texting in at 402-962-9898. She says, okay, Cameron Diaz in Bellevue. All right, I let my students cheat if it's done in a smart way. They just don't know. In the real world, you have access to tools, support, research, Google. I want them to learn to use things wisely to do a good job instead of failing and not caring.
Oh, that's honestly, teach some real world stuff. That's how you get your, that's realistic.
Judgment free zone. Kylie Jenner in Lincoln. I spent 3 years talking to my ex. I knew he was still in love with me purely because I was bored.
Oh, no.
And appreciated the constant ego boost.
Oh, no.
The most selfish thing I've ever done to someone and my biggest regret. Hope he's doing well despite me.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that got dark real quick.
402-962-9898. Should we go to Gwen Stefani here?
I think so.
All right, Gwen Stefani, you're on Spicoli and Meg Mornings. What's your Omaha secret?
My husband is flying up the next week to accept a job, and we're going to move, and nobody in our family knows.
Oh, my gosh.
No. What does he do for a living?
Insurance.
Okay. And you're moving to Phoenix, Gwen Stefani. That's a big change.
Boston.
Why did I hear Phoenix?
I know.
Phoenix?
I thought I also heard Phoenix. So you guys are moving. He's flying out next week to go accept the job.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
Boston.
So how do you think your family's going to react?
My parents are going to
freak out.
Oh, no. It's a big deal when you move away. It really is. You got Grant. Do you have kids?
Yeah. Two.
Okay, so that's why they're going to miss their grandbabies.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, man. Is it okay? So, can we ask you this? How much is the offer for?
He's still in negotiations with that, but it's definitely more than he makes here.
Sounds like it's worth
and
it, then.
He'll have an option to make more there, too.
Okay.
So, we talking like six figures?
Low six figures.
Oh, dang. Okay.
So, it's
so you're going to leave here to go park the car at Harvard, yeah.
Yep, you better catch up on your Boston lingo, Gwen Stefani.
I don't have any. Yeah.
Well, you gotta drink some Dunkin', and you gotta go to a Red Sox game, and whatever else you can do. Yeah. Start talking like Ben Affleck.
I don't know if I could bring myself to become a Patriot.
No, don't do it. Whatever you do, stay away from the light. Don't do it.
We're Chiefs fans, so.
I appreciate you, Gwen Stefani. As a Chiefs fan, I appreciate you. You're one step closer to Pit Barbecue Lounge, 72nd and 370, $100. Do you have an Omaha secret? We're running out of time. 402-962-9898. You can call or text. We'll see if we can find a winner right after this. Stay close.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
402-962-9898. Omaha Secrets is on the radio. You can spill yours and get one step closer to Pit Barbecue Lounge, 72nd and 370, to get that sweet 98.5 secret sauce.
Yeah, it's such a good... Oh, it's so good, you guys. Love it. And it's in my stomping grounds. Love it.
72nd and 370, mm-hmm. Right behind Starbucks. $100 coming your way. You just have to get in the running with your secrets. Selena Gomez in Bellevue. When I was in my late 20s, I was seeing seven different dudes. They each had their own night. It all ended when I had to see Iron Man 3 five different times a week.
Oh my gosh.
What's wrong with Iron Man 3?
That was such a good movie.
It was, but I guess three, four times.
I don't know. Shoot. That's really funny. And also, like, this is the bed you have to lie in. You made it.
But you get that free popcorn, though?
That's what it comes down to, honestly.
That movie theater popcorn is different.
It slaps, yo.
402-962-9898. Let's go to Natalie. She does not want a celebrity name. No. She wants her own name.
She's cool with it.
All right, so what's going to happen here? Natalie, you're up. Omaha Secrets on Spicoli and Meg Mornings.
Okay. Ollie the Trolley, which is a well-known place around, you know, transportation thing around town. Many of the trolleys are actually named after me and my siblings with our secret code name.
What?
That's cool!
Natalie, how did this come to be?
My dad owned it for a handful of years, and it was up there. Ollie and Guacamole already existed, but then he added in Pumpkin, Pork Chop, Buttercup, and Lulu.
Oh my gosh!
This is insane. Okay, so which one are you?
I'm Pumpkin. My husband is Trolley Brown. He got the best one.
Trolley Brown.
And you're Pumpkin Trolley?
Yep, the Pumpkin Trolley, and then my brothers were Pork Chop and Buttercup.
That's so awesome! I'm going to look for those now.
I know, like, you have the coolest dad ever.
Legit.
I know, we feel like little celebrities every time we see him around.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Now, is there any, like, black sheep, any sibling that did not get a name?
Nope, we all got one. Actually, I guess my sister got married, and so her husband doesn't have one yet. So maybe
you feel slighted. Well, what's his name?
Joe.
Okay. Jolly Joe the Trolley.
There you go.
That's awesome.
I'm impressed by this Omaha history. What about you?
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
I mean, who knew that? Like, man. None of us knew that's where that originated from with Ollie the Trolley.
And I've noticed the names. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, oh, these are cute. You know?
But never knew.
That's so fun to know.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's our secret.
I love it.
Well,
I love it.
The secret is out.
It's out.
On Omaha Secrets. And Natalie, congratulations. You just took home $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Now, I just got to ask you this. One day, maybe, can we all, like, go together on Ollie the Trolley and go on Pumpkin Trolley?
Let's do it.
There you heard it. Let's do it.
You want to know something funny? We used to take Ollie the Trolley to track meets. In high school, the boys would get the coach bus and the girls would get Ollie the Trolley. It was a bumpy ride, but it was fun.
You went all the way from Ralston to Burke?
We would go from like Ralston to like, I don't know, somewhere an hour away in Ollie the Trolley. It was bumpy, man.
But Where are you on pumpkin? Where are you on pumpkin trolley?
No, I like remember these names. That's what's so funny because I thought they were so cute. So cute. I love knowing that.
Another chance to win $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge next Wednesday at 8:25. You can always text them in at 402-962-9898 throughout the week. That way, you know, you're prepared.
That
so you can
way,
do it
yeah,
anytime.
Anytime.
And we can always give you that celebrity name.
Yes.
Coming
and
up.
Y'all need it.
Yeah, you told me. Dang.
Y'all need it.